And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today by Morton Wishengrad is entitled Pursuit of New Clothes and is based upon the Hebrew story Tishchadesh by David Frischman. Listen now to Alexander Skourby as the narrator and to Michael Artist as the boy Ephraim.
Turn to the book of Psalms, to the 9th chapter, to the 19th verse, and read, For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. I will tell you the story of a boy called Ephraim, who was the son of a poor tailor. Do not grieve over his story or allow your spirits to be saddened, for after all, he was only the poor son of a poor tailor, and it doesn't matter, does it?
Shonat Yaakov Tahala Beishanecha Yiro Kameyah.
It was the time of the Purim festival, and the song was Shoshanas Yaakov, and the words were, Israel rejoiced upon seeing Mordecai dressed in robes of purple. It should be a glad song, but the tailor was poor and his son was poor, and so in their house the melody was plaintive. The little boy Ephraim listened to his father, and his face as he listened was pale, as it was always pale, and his eyes were large, as they were always large. The boy sat and listened, and he shivered a bit because the song was so beautiful.
Papa, will you make a suit of new clothes for me?
I would like to, Ephraim.
Will you, Papa? I'll stand very quietly. You can measure me.
All right, Ephraim. I'll measure you. Right now. Come here.
I've gotten bigger, haven't I, Papa?
Yes, yes, much bigger.
Papa, you forgot to measure my arms.
How could I forget such a thing? The left one. There. So, now lower it. Now the right one. You see, I'm writing it down so that I don't forget.
When will my new suit be ready, Papa?
Just as soon as I buy the cloth.
And when will that be?
Oh, soon. Very soon, Ephraim.
I shall stand very straight in my new suit of clothes. When we go to the synagogue, all my friends will say, Ephraim, what a fine suit of clothes. Tishchadesh, they will say. Tishchadesh, Ephraim, wear it well.
It was a little game the tailor played with his son. Before each festival, they would plan a new suit of clothes for Ephraim. But somehow there were never any pennies to buy the cloth. And so at night, when Ephraim was sleeping, his father would pick up the patched little trousers and mend a frayed knee or put another stitch in a small seam. And sometimes the boy would awaken and he would see his father. Then he would call to him.
Papa, you're very tired. Come to sleep.
I have a little work to do. Besides, I'm not sleepy.
I'm not sleepy either. Papa, tell me a story.
Same one?
The same one, Papa.
All right. Close your eyes, Ephraim. Very tight.
I'm squeezing.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy. And very strange to say, he had never been taught how to read.
Papa, I try to imagine a boy who cannot read, but I never can.
Well, this little boy really couldn't read because no one had taught him. And so, on the great festivals, he would stand and watch the people praying in the synagogue. But he could not pray himself.
Because he didn't know how to read.
Yes. So he found a prayer book, and he went up to the altar, and he raised his face, and he said, O Lord, my God, I do not know how to read, and I cannot pray to you. But here in this book are the words of prayer. I open the book to you, O Lord. Choose whichever prayer you like best, and let it be mine.
God liked that, didn't he, Papa?
Oh, yes, Ephraim. It was the best prayer ever made.
Do you know something? I think that boy must be my size. When you make my suit of new clothes, I shall give it to him. And I will say, Tiskadesh, little boy. Wear it well.
Purim came again, but Ephraim did not have a new suit of clothes. All day the tailor would sew fine clothes for other people, but never clothes for himself or his son, for he was poor, and cloth was very dear. On the evenings of the festivals, the tailor and his son would work almost until dusk, and then hurriedly they would wash their faces and come to the synagogue, where there was light and happiness and rest. Ephraim would hear the sound of new clothes rustling and the sound of the stiff lining underneath, and his face was very pale and his eyes large, as they were always large. Then Ephraim and his father would go home together and divide a slice of bread for the holiday meal.
Papa, all the boys in the synagogue said Tiskadesh to one another.
Did they?
Yes. They all had new clothes. Why don't the boys ever say Tiskadesh to me?
You do not say Tiskadesh to someone who doesn't wear a new garment.
Then no one will ever say it to me?
Oh, that isn't true.
No one ever has. All my life, no one has ever said Tiskadesh to me.
Just wait and see. I've got my eye on a remnant of cloth. Why, it must be all of 2.5 yards. You'll see, Ephraim. Just wait and see. Just wait.
Ephraim waited, as he had always waited. His eyes were large, as they were always large. And he began to dream, as he always dreamed.
Hello, Ephraim.
Who are you?
I am a needle that sews.
Then why aren't you sewing?
I am sewing. Can't you see?
No, I can't see. I can't see anything at all.
Ephraim, touch me. I'm a bolt of cloth.
I can't see you. I can hear you. I can always hear you. But I never see you.
I am very fine cloth. It's a pity. The cloth is for your new suit.
Try it on, Ephraim. It's finished.
Where? Please show me where it is. I can't see it.
Ephraim stopped dreaming, and he waited. There are people on the face of the earth who never have a new garment. There are people who always live on the side of the street where the sun does not shine. Ephraim did not know this. Awake and sleeping, he dreamed. And always the dream was the same. After school some days, he sat beside his father and sewed other boys' clothes, and the cloth in his hand, not the needle, but the cloth, the cloth seemed to pierce his flesh. One day, a man came to his father's shop.
I want a suit made. I brought the cloth.
This?
It's fine cloth, isn't it?
Yes, it's fine, but there's hardly enough for you.
It isn't for me, it's for my son. Next Friday is his birthday. I want the suit to be a surprise.
How tall is your son?
About up to... Well, let's see. Ask your boy to stand up.
Put your needle down, Ephraim. Stand up.
Yes, your boy is skinnier, but they're the same height, all right. Can you do it, Taylor?
I think so.
And you'll have it for me before next Friday?
My son will deliver it himself.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to see the look on my boy's face when he puts his new clothes on.
And you'll say, "Tis Hadesh"?
Well, of course. Everyone says, "Wear it well" for a new suit of clothes. Don't you? I don't like to deal with people who don't keep their word to me.
But I don't understand. I've kept my word.
You have not.
But I have. The suit was finished last night and delivered this morning.
That's a falsehood.
It isn't. It's the truth. Ephraim left with the suit more than an hour ago.
Taylor, I despise people who lie. Why don't you tell the truth?
It is the truth. Ephraim left with the suit more than an hour ago.
Then he stole it.
You've called me a liar. Now you call my son a thief.
Of course he's a thief. What's that?
I don't know, I'm sure.
It sounded as though it came from the attic. Someone is there.
Ephraim? Is that you, Ephraim? Ephraim!
Yes, Papa?
Do you see? Come down, you little thief!
Ephraim, come down.
In 1 minute, Papa.
Oh, you come down this moment! Oh, you little thief, take that suit off your back.
Don't call my son a thief.
What then is he? He stole those clothes.
Oh, he's only a boy. He wasn't stealing. Ephraim, take the suit off.
I want you to beat him.
Take it off carefully, Ephraim.
I said I want you to beat him.
You paid for the suit, that's all.
I'll give you extra money. Beat him. Thieves must be punished.
God will judge him, not you.
Oh, you're a fool. If that suit isn't delivered to my house in 15 minutes, I shall beat him myself.
Tell me, Ephraim. Tell me why.
For just 1 minute. For just a tiny little minute. I wanted to see how it feels to wear a new suit.
Yes, I know. Take it off now, quickly.
All right. Here's the jacket, Papa. Papa, I won't have to bring it to his house, will I, Papa? Please say I won't have to.
No, I won't ask you to do that. I'll take it there myself.
Papa, you're good to me.
It's all right, boy. Careful of the trousers. Don't soil them.
Here, Papa. They're not soiled. Oh, Papa. You didn't even say this, Gadash. You didn't say it, Papa. You didn't.
These next days, the face of Ephraim the tailor's son grew paler, and he coughed at night, and then during the day. And sometimes when he coughed, there was a redness on the handkerchief he brought away from his mouth, and a burning in his eyes, a burning like the burning of live coals. And the soul that was within him burned also, and spilled itself out into yearning, a yearning for the word Tishkadesh, Tishkadesh, wear it well, wear it well. It was as though a little mosquito dwelt in his brain. And the little mosquito kept drilling and kept drilling into his brain. And the little mosquito drilled into his brain and made a great round hole and filled it with why questions.
Why haven't you a new suit? Why does everyone else have a new suit? Why is your father poor? Why?
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 Ephraim? Ephraim, speak to me.
I'm all right, Papa.
Oh, no, you're not all right. You're sick.
I'm not sick. I'm tired, I'm just tired. Papa, did you do something wrong? Did you do a crime against someone? Papa, what was the crime?
Don't you know?
No, Papa.
I'm poor, Ephraim. That's a crime. In this world, to be poor is such a terrible crime.
Ephraim thought about this for a long time. It disturbed him, but it also gave him a queer satisfaction. But his soul continued to shrivel, and the strange light burned in the pupil of his eye. And the poor tailor looked at his son, and they washed their faces, and they went to the synagogue where there was light and happiness and rest. And once again the tailor dozed and did not hear the canter. But Ephraim heard, even the sound of new clothes rustling. Then the rabbi began to speak. And then the rabbi paused to ask a question.
When will justice reign? And when will mankind come unto truth? It is a fateful question.
And then a remarkable thing happened. The little Ephraim stood up and he said,
Rabbi, I know the answer.
There was an incredulous silence in the synagogue. Then some men murmured, but the rabbi nodded his head for Ephraim to speak.
I know the answer. It is simple. Justice will reign and men will come unto truth when everyone will have a new suit of clothes. Everyone, even the children. They will all have new clothes. New clothes for everyone. Everyone. The day will come when everyone will go into the synagogue with a new suit of clothes. And he will hear the word Tishkadesh from his neighbor. And he will answer Tishkadesh. It will be so good that all the angels in heaven will begin to sing.
And then Ephraim sat down, and a terrible cough bruised his lips. The blood came forth from his lips. The blood came forth from his mouth and gushed red over his tattered clothes. He weighed very little in his father's arms. His father carried him from the synagogue into the street where the birds were singing. But Ephraim could not hear them. He heard a song that sang gently in his ear. A song of Mordecai dressed in robes of purple, a new suit for Mordecai. And Ephraim was Mordecai. And the people gathered round and raised their voices to the Lord. Thou hast ever been the salvation of the people of Israel, their hope from generation to generation. And the people praised Ephraim, who was Mordecai, and Mordecai, who was Ephraim.
Ephraim, it's your father, Ephraim. Can you hear me, Ephraim? Ephraim, the doctor is here. This is the doctor, Ephraim. Don't be frightened.
Hello. I am not going to hurt you.
Ephraim, speak to the doctor. You remember him. He's an old friend of ours.
You remember me, boy, don't you? He'll talk later. Don't worry. Once we get him to the hospital, he'll be all right.
I wish he would speak. Ephraim, you remember the doctor? Why, he came to our shop only a few weeks ago. I made him a new suit of clothes. You remember?
Of course, Ephraim. I'm wearing it now.
Speak to the doctor, Ephraim. Say something.
Tishkadesh, doctor. Wear it well.
You're his father, aren't you?
Yes, nurse. May I see him?
Not now. It isn't wise.
You're sure?
The doctor wishes him to be quiet.
Oh, does he? Does he ask for me?
Very often.
Nurse, when he asks for me again, please give this to him.
This bundle?
I'll unwrap it. It's a bolt of cloth.
Are you sure you want me to give this to him?
It will make him well.
It is the best medicine in the world for Ephraim. Say to him that this cloth is for his new suit. He will understand. You'll see. It will make him well.
All right. I'll give it to him.
And you'll tell him what I said?
I'll tell him.
Then he will be well again. You'll see.
But Ephraim did not speak. There was only the dream left, the dream that had always come. But this time, it was different.
Hello, Ephraim.
I know you. You're the needle that sold.
Can you see me now?
Yes. You're very pretty.
I'm glad you think so. Here is the bolt of cloth. He wants to talk to you.
Can you see me, Ephraim?
Yes. I like you.
That's good, because I'm very fine cloth. There is no cloth like me short of heaven. See? They all say so.
They all did. They all said so. For the angels were descending, so many angels that the world was full of them. And one carried a scissors and another a spool of thread. And they went up and descended and went up with a fluttering of wings, while the bolt of cloth unwound and the needle sewed. In his ears, Ephraim heard a sweet song. And it was the festival again, and Ephraim had a new suit, a suit of white cloth. And the needle smiled at him and said,
Kishkadesh, Ephraim, wear it well.
And suddenly, there was a black angel. On that day, they buried him in new white garments. But his ears did not hear the word Kishkadesh. He was a boy. His name was Ephraim, and he finally wore a new suit. Do not be saddened by his story or let your spirit grieve. He was only a rather foolish boy who believed that the world would come to justice and to truth when everyone could wear a new suit of clothes, really. It was very foolish, and people have already forgotten what he said. For after all, he was poor and his father was poor. And to most of the world, people like that hardly matter.
If you would like a copy of the script you have just heard, you may obtain one without cost by writing to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we present Rabbi Morris Silverman, editor of the Sabbath and Festival Prayer Book of the Rabbinical Assembly and the United Synagogue, and rabbi of Temple Emmanuel in Hartford, Connecticut. Rabbi Silverman speaks from Hartford. Rabbi Silverman.
Ah, yes. We are indeed saddened, and our spirit grieves for Ephraim, for all the Ephraims who long for a suit of new clothes. Ephraim believed that the world would come to justice when everyone could wear a suit of new clothes and hear the blessing Tishadesh. That was not foolish at all, and people like Ephraim do matter very much. To Ephraim, justice was a suit of new clothes because it symbolized equality, dignity, self-respect. To another child, justice is a decent home or nourishing food or air and sunshine in which to develop and grow. To someone else, be he Jew, Catholic, or Negro. It is the open door of a college, an opportunity to equip himself for a career of his choice, or to find employment without discrimination. David Frischman's story mirrors the pathetic conditions of Jewish children in Eastern Europe about four decades ago. Would that there were in our generation a David Frischman to depict the unprecedented tragic plight of thousands of children in Europe today, orphaned and homeless, seared by the fires of hate and persecution, innocent victims of man's inhumanity to man. But there are people who do care. Christians in Europe risk their lives to feed, protect, and rescue Jewish children from death. We in America care too. Through various agencies, we are sending to Palestine thousands of children who miraculously managed to survive the bestialities of the Nazis. There in Palestine, they will find friends waiting with outstretched arms to receive them. They will find new homes where they may live free and happy lives. They will become self-respecting people, loved and wanted, giving of their talents to a land which gave them hope. Yes, they will hear Tisch Hadesh, and their hearts will be glad. Here in America, in this glorious land of abundance, we have Ephraims. Ephraims who are unhappy, stunted, impoverished. Ephraims who are ill-housed, ill-clothed, and ill-fed. Morton Wishengrad's excellent adaptation of this touching story must haunt us every day of our lives until there be no more such children anywhere in the world, until such time as men will at last come to know that our society, if it is to endure, must be based on justice for all, and that human progress lies in our ability to prevent the causes of social misery rather than to effect a cure. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Then there would be no more Ephraims who would long in vain for a suit of new clothes.
Thank you, Rabbi Silverman. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music is composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Katims. Our narrator was Alexander Scourby, and the boy Ephraim was played by Michael Artist. Cantor David Putterman was the soloist, and the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Our dramatization today was based upon a story by David Frischman. If you would like a free copy of the script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Listen to the Eternal Light next Sunday when you'll hear a special program entitled To the Disinherited. The story of the displaced persons of Europe is reported by Judge Simon H. Rifkind. This program is a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations and comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.